You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
You know, it's interesting. We have interviewed a lot of people on this show who have changed their lives and changed the lives of a lot of people. Now, our guest tonight has done something, I believe, that's that extraordinary and more in a way that I've never explored, at least on this show before. And therefore, through me, neither have you, because our guest has changed the lives of many people who have then turned around and changed the lives of that many more and more and more. And I think that is quite special. You know, when somebody like Helen Hunt says about you, Gary Austin will forever be considered one of the greats, always interested in producing work that is funny and moving because it's true and utterly unique. His work is always a treat to watch. Helen Slater said Gary Austin's classes were a freewheeling joy that loosened and lightened up the years of acting classes I had taken. To have people like this, Tony and Emmy winner Lillis White said, Gary's workshops for me are what spinach is for Popeye. The process keeps me toned, skilled, honest, and strong. And thereby, these people have then gone out and used what they have learned from Gary, how Gary has changed their lives to change their career and the experience of their audience. Here is another. Gary Austin is an inspired and liberating teacher. Liberating teacher. Now, talk about life changes. That was Tony and Emmy winner George Hearn. So when we come back, we'll be talking to the man himself, the man who founded and was the original director of The Groundlings, the very famous Groundlings, and now is the creator and the man himself of Gary Austin Workshops, that we'll be talking more about when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWay's ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWay's ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWay's water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IONWAY's water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, talk about life changes and talk about improv. I actually took my very first improv class, actually, that I took, unfortunately, was not at the Groundlings and was not by Gary Austin. And I say unfortunately and very unfortunate, because halfway through the class, I thought there was something to improv that I wanted to learn, and I'm not finding it. So I went on my own search and I started, and I actually went to the Groundlings Theater. I actually went to several websites where people were talking about Gary Austin and his work, and where people were talking about improv. And in so doing, I learned something about improv that I wasn't being taught in the particular workshop I had started to take. And that ended up leading me on a desire to learn and to grow in this thing we call improv, that our guest is an expert and has not only helped people understand it, but truly know it and share it and go on and teach it themselves. However, just a couple weeks ago, I watched Gary use these skills that not only does he teach, but he embodies them. Whether he knew it or not, I was sitting there in the audience watching him have improv moment after improv moment. And how he handled each moment was not only grace in action, but it just showed me how he truly not only understands and knows how to teach, but he embodies this. You know, about his workshops, Gary Austin workshops free the actor to make better choices by committing to the unknown, getting out of their head and being in the present moment. Auditions and performances come vibrantly alive, more real and more satisfying for both the actor and the audience. And there I was in the audience watching Gary have an improv moment, and he said yes, and the audience couldn't have been more delighted, more moved. In fact, very few of us in the audience even knew Gary was going to be there. Everybody was there for one reason or another, this actor and that. And then Gary came on and he stole the show. And so I invited Gary to talk about that life change and other life changes, and I'm glad he said yes, and here he is, Gary Austin himself. Gary, welcome to Life Changes with Filippo.
Thank you, Filippo. Hi, how are you?
I'm excited. You, of course, know the moment I'm talking about when you received that Lifetime Achievement Award at that wonderful event at the closing ceremonies of the L.A. All Sports Festival in Los Angeles. And I say improv moment because you had many opportunities to say no and many great reasons to say no. But you said yes, and yes, and yes, and, which led you to one of what you said was one of the greatest moments of your life.
Yes. Yes, it was. I mean, you talk about the four yeses that you just mentioned, that you just listed. Are you talking about the four yeses that led me to be on that stage that night?
Yes,
all the yeses that led me to be where I am now today for all these years.
Right. Exactly.
Well, here's what happened. I'm in a film. I have a co-starring role in a film called We've Got Balls, which was shown at the All Sports LA Film Festival that afternoon. That night, the night you're talking to, of course, was the award ceremony. And I this is the first really acting experience besides the solo shows that I do that I've had in about 43 years. I started out as an actor, and life changed many times to lead me to where I am now. And the night of the event, I was told to take an earlier flight back from New York where I was working, and nobody would tell me why. So I changed my flight, and they said, you have to be at the awards ceremony, but we can't tell you why. When I got to the theater, the Old Portal Theater in North Hollywood, California, my name was on the marquee alongside Bruce Jenner and Randy Gardner and Tia, I forget Tia's last name, the figure skaters who, you know,
right.
World champions.
Babylonia, I think.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And so it says honoring the three of us, the four of us. And I thought, wow, that's cool. I'm being honored. For what? There were, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of films in this festival. Hundreds of actors, surely. They're not honoring me for my acting performance. What would they be honoring me for? But I'm very slow sometimes, which is interesting considering that I in my work, I'm very fast. We work very spontaneously. And I thought, well, I guess I'm going to be mentioned. My name will probably be in the program. Somebody will get up and say something about Gary Austin, and then that'll be it. I hadn't dressed for the event because I had just gotten off the airplane. So I met Lorraine Newman at a little get-together before the event at the theater, and Lorraine Newman was one of the original groundlings, and of course she was one of the original cast members of Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. And we hadn't seen each other in many years, and we chatted. And then when we went into the awards ceremony, I noticed she was sitting behind me. We chatted some more. And during the awards ceremony, I began to think that maybe Lorraine was somehow involved in this thing about me being honored because she was alone. She wasn't with her husband. And I thought, well, I guess she's going to give me an award. Well, that's cool. I wonder what that means. So after the award ceremony, it was announced that we were going to see a video. Suddenly, with no warning, there I was on the big screen, singing a song from my album with pictures of me throughout much of my life and pictures of people I'd worked with and a video of Helen Hunt talking about working with me. And the second that came on, I began to sob because I couldn't believe this was happening. But that packed theater was seeing this and that I was being honored in that way. My daughter put my great-granddaughter, Zia, in my lap, who's 4 years old, just turned four, and I squeezed her during the entire video and sobbed. And somebody later told me, who was sitting behind me, they thought I was laughing because my body was shaking. I went up on stage. Went up on stage and was crying all the way up. And I know that I cried during the speech now and then. I don't remember much about the speech. I was truly in the moment of it.
Yeah.
I remember getting some laughs.
Mm-hmm.
I remember crying. At one point, looked down at the front row, and it occurred to me that the greatest athlete in the world, Bruce Jenner, and Greg Louganis,
right,
and Tia Babylonia and Randy Gardner were watching me and listening to me. And I thought, I mean, I didn't think this as long as it takes me to tell you, but it occurred to me, how is it that I'm here and they're watching and listening to me? These people who are the greatest in the world at what they do. And then when the speech was over, I noticed that I was getting a standing ovation as I went back to my seat. which is very surprising to me. And so that's what happened that night that you saw, and I saw you at the beginning of that event and heard you sing the Star Spangled Banner. So few people know how to sing that song. You gave one of the most beautiful renditions of that song I have ever heard in my life.
Oh, gosh.
And my wife is a vocal coach, Wendy McKenzie, and she was there. And Wendy has taught me how to sing, and she's also taught me over all the years we've been married, which is 23 years. We just had our anniversary about 2 days before that.
No.
Maybe it was 2 days after. On the 18th of November, we had our anniversary, 23rd. And she has taught me what good singing is. And so when I listen to singers, I hear so much that she's taught me. Not just about whether they're good or not, but what they're doing when they sing, what they're doing vocally and bodily and breathily and phrasally. And you, I knew that she was digging you because I know her taste. And later on, I said, wasn't that great? When Filippo sang, and she says, it was astounding and incredible.
You just turned the tide around here for me and, and just gave me an improv moment. Thank you for that, actually. And it's interesting. Were this show about me, I could share with you my kind of equivalent of flying in from New York to do that particular evening as well, and all the no's I could have said in order to get there. So interesting, and here we both are, and I'm so glad we've connected. And you know, you raised a really great point. When we come back here, I'd like to talk now about all the yeses that got you here, or obviously not all of them, but the very first couple, because that too, during that part of your acceptance speech, which was obviously not prepared, and no, people weren't laughing because you were crying. People were right there with you, and it's because some of the story is frankly unbelievable that. Well, I don't want to give it away. So when we come back here with Gary Austin, one of the country's premier, if not the country's premier, improvisational acting teacher and the founder and original director of the Groundlings Theater, will be right back with us here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
You know, speaking of real people, this is Filippo here on Life Changes with Filippo, and one of the things that I noticed right away listening to Gary speak from the heart, actually, on stage, when he was awarded this Lifetime Achievement Award, I I felt him. And somebody who is connected, even to listen to him here on the show, somebody who's connected to so many stars and such a historic and really, it's a cornerstone of comedy, which is the Groundlings, which he founded. And yet to hear him still speak as if he didn't know why his name was on the marquee. I mean, just because he's Gary Austin is one of the reasons why his name would just be there, and maybe even just because he's there. But anyway, so that endeared me to him right away. And I'm sure you're going to be endeared to him, if you're not already, as you're listening to him more and more. And you're going to want to go to GaryAustinWorkshops.com. That's Gary Austin, just like it sounds. And Austin is A-U-S-T-I-N, GaryAustinWorkshops.com. There you'll be able to go and click on upcoming events and workshops. And you'll see he's got some events coming up in L.A. in December, actually in the NoHo Art Studio, and then he's got some in January, and I mean the list goes on. And of course he's bi-coastal, New York, Los Angeles, Seattle, DC. So you could catch him anywhere, and you'll want to. What a great opportunity to catch the man who is known for so much, especially for having founded and being one of the directors at the Groundlings Theater. Actually, while we're at it, how does that happen to somebody like you, Gary?
I was an actor. I majored in theater, excuse me, at San Francisco State University. It was an incredible theater department. Dan Sullivan, the Tony Award-winning Broadway director, was one of my classmates. We toured together as actors from San Francisco State. Jeffrey Tambor and so many people were in that theater department at the time. And I was a good actor. I got leads in plays there, and I, you know, knew I was good, not just because I felt good, although my insecurities were always there, my lack of self-confidence was always there somewhere, but the response I got from the people I worked with and from the audiences, I understood that I could act. So it was my intention to become a big star. And I thought I would like to be a big star in film first, and then have my name on marquees on Broadway. And I would be a movie star by the age of 25. I had it all worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got, fortunately, into the committee, San Francisco's famed improvisational group, The Committee, which everybody wanted to be in. Ellen Burstyn was in the committee workshop. David Lander was in the committee workshop. And there were so many of us there who were trying to get in the committee. When it was in L.A., it was split into two companies, San Francisco and L.A., and we had the committee had a two-and-a-half-year run in Los Angeles, 13 shows a week, and was on the Smothers Brothers on CBS every Sunday night.
Wow.
I wanted to be in that company very badly, and I was lucky enough to become light man, stage manager. So I ran light. So I was the one who decided when the improvisation was over, which was an incredible training for me. I saw the greatest improvisers in America up close for a year running lights. And I, without going into how I got to it, I got a contract to perform with the committee as one of the performers. Only 40 people have ever performed with them.
Wow.
The committee existed from 1962 to 72. Rob Reiner, Howard Hessman, David Ogden Stiers, and many others who had huge careers were in the committee. And when I left the committee in 1970, I came back to Los Angeles, where I'd been before, and I was standing in line with Penny Marshall. We always had the same time to go to the unemployment office. I didn't say where. I was standing in line at the unemployment office with Penny Marshall.
Oh, gosh.
To collect our $75 a week, which was the maximum then. This is, you know, 1971 or something. One day I went to the window, and I thought I had 3 months left, And I was told, due to a technicality, you're done. You don't get any more money.
Ugh.
I panicked. I was in a car, my car, and I didn't have enough gas to get back to where I was staying on someone's couch.
Mm. Mm.
I didn't have any money for food except where I was staying.
Mm.
I called up Howard Storm, who was a member of the committee, had been a member of the committee, and he was one of only two improvisational teachers in L.A. at that time. And I used to attend his workshops as a student sometimes. And I said, can you help me rent space where you're renting? Because I think I'm going to have to be a teacher. And I had never wanted to be a teacher. I had thought when people suggested to me in school, you could be a teacher. It's so hard for actors to get work. And I thought, why would I want to, after all these years of training, from the time I was in junior high school, all I've put myself through to learn the skills of being an actor, why would I want to pass that on to someone else? I want it for me.
Mm. Mm.
And all of a sudden, I'm being forced to be a teacher because that was the only way I thought I could make any money.
Mm.
And I didn't know if I could teach. I'd never taught in my life. 4 days later, I had 21 students show up through people who helped me. Tracy Newman, who's Lorraine Newman's sister, helped me get students from the Comedy Store where I was performing every night. And Fred Roos, the casting director, who later became producer, who knew my work from San Francisco in the committee, they all went to work. And Fred Roos, when I called him, I said, I'm teaching. It was a Thursday. I said, I'm teaching an improvisational class on Monday. Can you please tell people that I'm looking for students? He says, I'll do you one better than that. You got a pencil? Yes. He gives me 75 names. I actually counted them, 75 names. He says, I want you to call each of these people, and I want you to say, Fred Roos said, come to my workshop or else.
Wow.
Now, here are some of the names. Harrison Ford, who is not known yet, Linda Ronstadt, Jeannie Berlin, Elaine May's daughter. None of these people were known. Well, Linda was known. And other names, all of working actors.
Oh, man.
I actually said that line to them. You know, Fred said, study with me or else. Well, between those people and the ones we got from the Comedy Store, 21 people showed up. And I said, I've never taught in my life. I don't know if I can teach. Tonight is free. If you come back next Monday night, we meet every Monday night. It's $25 a month.
Wow.
And 19 of them came back. And I was a teacher. I taught for 1 year, and I enjoyed it. We did everything. We did Molière. We did Williams. We did Pinter. We did improvisational games. We did improvisational scenes, improvisational monologues. It was just theater. There was no form to it at all. And after 1 year of incredible work, and my workshops were a magnet at that time for all these incredible people.
Craig
Nelson, who wasn't known yet, he was a writer at that time, with Barry Levinson and Rudy DeLuca for the Smothers Brothers. you know, this is a long time ago. And Pat Morita, who later was the Karate Kid guy, and
sure.
Jack Tu, who had starred in Flower Drum Song on Broadway and in the movie, and then did... That cop show, I'm blanking on the name of it. It was a sitcom. These people came to the workshop and said, teach me. And I couldn't believe they were saying that to me.
Wow.
As if I knew that as if I had something to teach. I mean, I knew what I was teaching and I knew I could teach by that time as this went on. But I still felt inadequate to teach these incredible artists.
Mm.
And so...
You know, so much so that, listen to this, I too have benefited from Gary's direction and teaching. I'd like to say that if he had been teaching organic chemistry, I'd probably be practicing medicine today. And that's from an author, Dick Fratelli. You know, that's saying a lot for someone.
Oh, yeah, Rick. No, that's right. Dick Fratelli was one of the original groundlings.
from someone who says he didn't even know if he could teach. Somebody is saying about him that if Gary Austin had been teaching organic chemistry, I'd probably be practicing medicine today. You know, Gary, actually, there are so many questions I'd like to ask, and I just have to say, you know, arguably you were supposed to do this. I mean, to look back and say, of course, who else? Who better? And so when we come back, I have to ask you, it begs the question from a life changes perspective and from a life coach saying, you know, do you think that this is just by accident that you were kind of forced into it by the powers that be, or that, is it an accident, or does it seem like there was a plan here? When we come back, we're going to find out that answer and so much more in this fascinating interview with Gary Austin. And in the meantime, you can also remember to go to GaryAustinWorkshops.com, where you can meet and learn from Gary in person in Los Angeles and in other cities throughout the U.S. We'll be talking to him some more when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of 4 and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
You know, talk about improv moment. I never thought I would be having this conversation with Gary Austin himself. He is known for a lot of things, and of course, he is the country's premier improvisational acting teacher and founder and original director of The Groundlings. And you can go to GaryAustinWorkshops.com, where you can find out not only when he's going to be in town and when he's going to be teaching his workshops and lecturing and all that. You can also read his blog where he has contributing actors and other comedians that are contributing information and videos and all of that. So you could learn from them as well and just kind of enjoy the art of improvisation, which I know Gary is all about. And like I said, he certainly embodies that. And Gary, all of this is just purely by accident? How does this happen?
Chaos theory.
Good answer.
Yes, I was raised in the Nazarene Church in Texas and Southern California, which is evangelical, and I was a believer as a child, and I am not a believer in what I was taught then, except the good things that I was taught, like the Beatitudes and love thy neighbor as thyself and all the good messages that come from the Bible. But I don't believe in a person who is God, who is hearing and all-seeing and all-hearing and so on. But I do believe in the order of the universe, even though I don't understand what that is. Mm. The definition of chaos theory that I'm looking at right now says, chaos theory is the study of nonlinear dynamics in which seemingly random events are actually predictable from simple deterministic equations. Mm. I read something once, and I don't understand it, and I'm probably not telling it the way it is, but what I got from it was this. An experiment was done where what would happen if you took black and white tiles, an inch square, and put them on a football field in three random patterns. So it would be like, it showed the three patterns they picked. It could have been anything. But but the random patterns of the tiles had to be repetitive throughout the entire football field. It would have taken months and months to actually put those tiles down. So they did it on computer, and they pulled back and looked at it, and it was the picture of a rose.
Oh, wow.
I don't know why it was a rose as opposed to a petunia or a 1957 Chevy, but I got from that that's the closest thing I can say to what I believe about manifest destiny, or accidents, predictable accidents. I often think that had I not become a teacher and a director, that the world would be very different in many ways.
Mm.
And I don't want to sound too grand on that. I mean, Obama still would have been elected, but...
once a comedian, always a comedian.
but there are human beings on this earth right now who were conceived and born because of people meeting in my workshops and at the Groundlings.
Mm.
There are... I have a wife who I would not know if she hadn't come to be my student at the Groundlings, at my workshops, but after the Groundlings. And the work that has come from these artists, not just well-known actors, but producers, directors, and writers, who have really changed the tone of the entertainment industry, have come from their seeds are planted in my work,
yeah,
and in my workshops. And when I go on tour to either perform, I'm a singer-songwriter as well as an actor, and when I go to perform or to teach around the country, I get to know the town I'm in or the city I'm in. I get to know the people. I spend time in their homes. They become my best friends.
Yeah.
I have family in New York, not blood family, but family, friends, family, artists, artistic compadres, family.
as well as in L.A. where I live, and as well as in Seattle, and in Fort Collins, Colorado, and other places. I wouldn't have those families if I was a big star, and I went on location to those same places, stayed in my trailer or my hotel room, and when the shoot was and was protected by security, because nobody's allowed on the set, and then you go home, and you met no one in that city. That would be a big difference to me. So one time I was having lunch with someone in New York, one of my students, and she just changed the subject suddenly and said, "You are rich." Well, I've never had money. I've always struggled to pay my bills, even to this moment. And I said, "What are you talking about?" And she said, "You are rich in..." I don't remember the quote, but what she meant was, "You are rich in so many ways that have nothing to do with money." And I have taken that with me, and I have to remind myself of that whenever I get discouraged or insecure or whatever, or unhappy in some for whatever reason. And I have to remind myself of that, and it's really true, and people still tell me that. Not having heard that story, people tell me that. They're just out of the blue, say, "Gary, you are very rich."
Yeah.
And I ask them what they mean, and it's basically what this woman said to me. And so I'm very grateful. But I have come back to where I started. I'm co-starring in a film. I have an album of songs that I have written and recorded that is coming out this week called Gary Austin the Traveler. It will be heavily publicized on the internet. So that dream that I've had, the oldest song on there I wrote 33 years ago about my daughter. And so you could say that the record has been 33 years in the making. It's a dream I've had my whole life. I wanted to be a cowboy singer when I was a kid. When I was a six-year-old boy in Texas, I wanted to be Gene Autry or Roy Rogers. I thought you could grow up and that's what they would call you. That was an occupation. Hello, this is Gene Autry, and I would be that guy. And I started strumming a guitar when I was six and singing songs. I preached to the kids at school with a Bible. I stood on my front porch in Corpus Christi, Texas, put chairs on the lawn and invited kids over to listen to me preach sermons. So I wanted to be a preacher. I wanted to be Billy Graham.
Well, you're just preaching something else.
So now, but two of these dreams, the ones I still have of those, are coming true. I'm a singing cowboy, and it's official now, even though I've been doing it for years live. Now it's going to be on a record. I'm an actor in a film. So it's a complete circle. And the fact that I've lived long enough to complete the circle is a miracle to me. That's how I see it.
Wow. Well, it all sounds like a miracle. And, you know, Gary, I'm not asking, but if you were listening to Gene Autry on the radio, you're older than you look, but so more power to you. This is exciting, and I trust that we will have many more years, you being that young in spirit, that you will have many more years of that, and that the circle can go around again.
Thank you. Do we have another minute?
No, we do actually. We're going to come back, and we're going to have a couple more minutes. And when we do, there's obviously something you want to share, so I won't even set it up. I'm going to just let you go and take the moment. But I do want to say this. You know, I knew about the CD. I don't remember how. It might have been through our conversations on Facebook or emails or something. But I don't see anything about it up on your website. So where are we going to see that?
We're going to create a website. In fact, my daughter, who is brilliant at doing such things, is creating the website for my music. And it hasn't been put up yet until we actually release the record. The release of the record will take a few weeks because we have to get out on all those internet things where you can order it, you know, and do all of this stuff I don't even know about, but people I'm working with do know about that stuff. Yeah, and so at a very early time, there will be a music website which will have everything about the record.
Well, there's lots that you do know about, and that's what we've been the world has needed, and thankfully you have shared. And when we come back, I have a feeling you'll share a few more before our time is up, at least this time around on this particular show with our very special guest tonight, Gary Austin, who will be right back with us when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org. Or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We're back, and our guest today is Gary Austin, and one of the quotes that I really liked was from Carol Lampert, who is a writer-performer, in quote, after Anne Frank, "Gary's work is very physical. Over the years, he's taught me to find a character's body through asymmetrical movement and to make arbitrary physical choices as a way to discover authentic human behavior." Wow. And it was very near and dear to my heart when I first read that, because it reminded me of something that I never expected. I was performing in a show, actually. Sally Mays, the Broadway star, was the coach in this workshop I was taking. And I started performing this song, and the next thing I know, she grabbed my hand and we started to skip around the room together and just playing and la-la-laing, and I hadn't skipped in I don't know how many years. And the next thing I know, she sat down and she says, "Now sing it." And all of a sudden, I sang it completely different, and I thought, what just happened? And she knew something, and Gary does too. Gary, what happened?
it's random in the same way that I was talking about chaos theory. we work with the arbitrary choice, which is the random choice. Here is the key to my work. Change your physicality and see what happens. And in the story that you just told me, that's exactly what that was. Something different will happen when you change your physicality. It can be a facial expression. It can be something you do with your left arm. It can be running or changing your rhythm or standing or sitting. So whenever you change your physicality at random, arbitrarily, something new will happen. In the length of whatever that piece is that you're doing, it will make perfect sense. Random becomes total order. There is a story. There are relationships. There are characters, and this is accidental. The only thing that isn't accidental is committing to new physical choices. I only work with the physical in order to get to the intuitive, in order to get to the emotional and the mental. I go through the door of the physical. And I never say to an actor, "You need to feel more sad here." Emotions are something that happen to us. We don't decide to have emotions. When somebody cuts me off on the freeway, I don't decide to become angry. I don't say, whoa, God, that guy just cut me off. I'm going to get angry. Hey! And start yelling at him.
Mm.
It's something that happens to me, the anger. And that's the same thing with acting. We commit to whatever we're doing in the moment, and emotions happen to us. If you were to ask me this, and maybe you will, what is the goal in teaching an actor? What is the goal for the actor? The goal for the actor is to tell the truth.
Mm.
That's it. The goal for the director is to tell the truth. For the writer is to tell the truth. And what is the truth for an actor? The truth for an actor is everything that he or she is experiencing in the present moment. That's the truth. And you can never deny that truth.
Hmm. Hmm. So we've talked about your workshops, and I know there was something that you wanted to share earlier, and you haven't shared.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about I look young for my age. I'm 72 years old, and I feel like I'm 25. I think everybody who gets to be 72 thinks that way. Well, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people I know do. I have a song called I'm Older Than the President, which I wrote during the Clinton administration. So now I have, let's see, Clinton, Bush, Obama. Am I naming everybody? Three presidents and an ex-president who I'm older than.
Wow.
And why that's significant to me is the president is always that old guy in the White House.
Yeah.
You know, how can I be older than a United States president? That's impossible.
Yeah.
So I wrote a song called I'm Older Than the President, which will be on my next album.
and in the album after that, you could write The President is Young Enough to Be My Son.
Yeah. Well, I have two great granddaughters.
Well,
and my daughter is 48, so we're getting close to that.
You're getting close to that. Well, you know what? If your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren have been taught in the same way that you have taught all these other fine actors and authors and directors, etc., maybe someday you can write a song, my daughter or granddaughter or what have you is the president, and then I'll be lucky for it. So,
I think the four-year-old could become the president.
There it is.
Yeah.
Well,
something else I want to tell you. I helped create the Pee-wee Herman character.
Paul Rubens
created it, and I'm giving him credit for creating it. He created it. But it was in a workshop we were doing at the Groundlings. Phyllis Katz, a groundling, was running the workshop. I was being a student in that workshop because I like to act, in my own workshop sometimes. And we were going to we're going to satirize the Comedy Store. And so everybody had to do a kind of comedian that would be at the Comedy Store. And Paul didn't have an idea. So I suggested somebody, when I used to be the MC at the Comedy Store, I suggested an 18-year-old kid who used to come in and have to sit in the hallway until 2 o'clock because of the drinking laws, and then he would come in and do his set.
Mm.
I told Paul about this character, and there were some other suggestions thrown at him. And within 1 minute, there was the Pee Wee Herman voice coming out of him.
Oh, wow.
It just came out. And he said to me, we had a performance a week later of the character, and he said, I don't know what to wear. And I said, I have an old gray suit at home that I designed myself with a Beverly Hills tailor, but it's my design. And I used to wear it for real until I realized having a suit in the 70s was not in style, at least that suit.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I only wear it on nerd auditions now. Let me loan it to you. I loaned him the suit that everybody in the world knows about,
and
which
loves.
Is probably the most famous suit in the world.
Yeah.
And I designed it, and I got a C+ in wardrobe, by the way, in costuming, in college. I designed it, and after 6 months of him wearing it, and I began to see that character was going to go, and be successful, I said, keep the suit. Mm. He's had probably dozens and dozens of copies made, and he never changes anything. And the reason it looks funny on him is because he's taller than me. So it doesn't fit, but he never changes a thing.
Wow.
On my website, if you click, go to my blog, you can read the birth of Pee Wee Herman, the birth of the Groundlings, and all kinds of history there.
Yeah, I knew Paul had been a student and you had worked with him, but I didn't know that particular story. So I'll have to find that on the blog at GaryAustinWorkshops.com, by the way.
And that's plural, by the way, just in case. Workshops.
Yes, workshops with an S in case I didn't enunciate
that. No, as soon as I said that, I realized I was not correcting you. You announced it beautifully, but a lot of people don't hear the S.
Yes, no, very true.
AustinWorkshop.com. A lot of people don't hear the S.
True, and I will spell Austin just in case. Gary is G-A-R-Y, and then Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, workshops with an S.com. And Gary, I know you teach that our job is to tell the truth. And today, I thank you for sharing your truth here with us, as I felt that day watching you on the stage. I look forward to the truth that comes out in your music. And I truthfully look forward to our paths crossing again so that we can share more truth together. This has been inspiring and quite touching and beautiful.
Thank you. It's been great discussing things with you. Let's have a beer sometime.
I would like that. I and we will. So until that time, I know you're going to keep doing what you do, and to the benefit of all. And I thank you for that. And I look forward to more of what comes out of your wonderful workshops and your life mission here.
Thank you, Filippo. I really appreciate this interview.
All right. Likewise, until such time, Gary Austin, everybody. So appreciated this. And this is Filippo. I'm grateful to our producer, Dorothy Donahue, and to, of course, our engineer tonight, Doug Newson, who made this work out for us. I am Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.